Repenting our past misdeeds, changing our ways, can only begin by truly understanding of what we are capable, by realizing that we have not lived up fully to our capacities. We can only accept responsibility for everything that we have done wrong by saying that we failed to do what was in our power to do. Welcome to A Journey Through the Mach's Art. I'm Meir Soloveitchik. In his book Privilege, New York Times columnist Ross Douthat describes his experience at Harvard University. One of his chapters reflects on the state of grade inflation in the university and one professor who, for many years, had always resisted it. Harvey Mansfield, the great scholar of America, of Tocqueville, and of much else. Because of his grading policies, Harvey C. Mansfield was known as Harvey C. minus Mansfield. Then, one year, he announced to his class that he realized that he was essentially penalizing all of his students for choosing to take him. Therefore, his grading policy would change. As Douthat quotes him, Mansfield said, "Therefore, I have decided that this semester I will issue two grades to each of you. The first will be the grade that you actually deserve, a C for mediocre work, a B for good work, and an A for excellence. This one will be issued to you alone," meaning, as Douthat explains, it will be private, not on the transcript. And then he continued, according to Douthat, by saying, "The second grade will be your ironic grade, ironic in this case being a word to mean lying, and it will be computed on a scale that takes as its mean the average Harvard grade." And he added, "This higher grade will be sent to the registrar's office, and it will appear on your transcript. It will be your public grade, you might say, and it will ensure that you will not be penalized for taking the class with me. And of course, only you will know whether you actually deserve it." I bring up the subject of grading ourselves because, of course, during the penitential season, we genuinely do focus on grading ourselves. And indeed, we believe that we are graded, or to use the much more serious word, judged by Almighty God. And it is God's judgment of us and how we have acted with the moral capacity that we have been given that is a central theme in the morning prayers of the Ashkenazic liturgy of Rosh Hashanah, one of the most famous of Ashkenazic piyutim, liturgical compositions, appears in the morning prayer on the first day, and it can be found in the Rabbi Jonathan Sacks Koran Machzor on page 435. I cite some of the Hebrew and the translation. It is dedicated, L'Kel Orech Din, to the God who renders judgment. L'Vochein Livavot Biyom Din, L'Gole Amukot Badin, the one who examines hearts on the day of judgment, the one who reveals deep secrets in judgment. And then it proceeds, utilizing verbs in the alphabetical order of the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet. L'dover meisharim biyom din, l'hoge deot badin, the one who reveals deep secrets in judgment, the one who speaks candidly on the day of judgment. And it concludes, L'kone avadav badin, l'rachem amo biyom din, l'shomer ohavav badin, l'tomech tmimav biyom din. The one who acquires his servants in judgment, the one who takes pity on his nation on the day of judgment, the one who guards those who love him in judgment, the one who supports his innocent ones on the day of judgment. This piyut, this composition, though a very fearsome subject, is much loved. Rabbi Sacks, in his commentary on the Machzor, comments on the piyut as follows, quote, "A powerful fugue affirming both the awesome mood and nature of the day, God sitting in judgment on the day of judgment, yet also God's compassion and forgiveness. Without both, the human world could not survive. Without justice and judgment, there would be anarchy, a war of all against all. But without compassion and forgiveness, we would all be condemned, since there is none on earth so righteous as to do only good and never sin." Ecclesiastes 7:20. Prayer is much loved because of its plaintive melody. End quote. This is beautifully put. And I think we can actually find another reason as to why there is something uplifting, inspiring, when it comes to being judged by God and being inspired to judge ourselves. Because the truth is, even when we acknowledge our sins, even when we acknowledge when we deserve a bad grade, the truth is, often giving ourselves an honest grade, knowing what we truly deserve, is the only way to progress. Maimonides, in his Laws of Repentance, has an interesting digression. He begins by informing us that anyone who has sinned is obligated to perform teshuvah, repentance, to accept responsibility for his or her actions by engaging in confession. The sinner, Maimonides continues, is also obligated to engage in the act of Kabbalah Lahaba, accepting upon oneself not to commit this sin in the future. And all of a sudden, Maimonides seemingly shifts his subject and begins talking not about repentance, but about Bechira Chofshit, freedom of will, and devotes an entire chapter in his Laws of Repentance to defending the philosophical notion of free will against all detractors. Rishut kol adam netuna lo, im ratza la'atot atzmo l'derech tova rishut biyado, v'im ratza la'atot atzmo l'derech ra'a rishut biyado. Free will is given to man. If man wishes to turn to the righteous path, that ability is possessed. And if one wishes to turn to evil, that too, that capacity as well, is there. Maimonides' point in making this chapter a central part of his discussion on repentance is that the first step in repentance is an honest evaluation of our moral capacities. Every step of atonement, repentance, progress, repenting our past misdeeds, changing our ways, can only begin by truly understanding of what we are capable, by realizing that we have not lived up fully to our capacities. We can only accept responsibility for everything that we have done wrong by saying that we failed to do what was in our power to do. Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik once noted the marked contrast between the way that confession was recited in Eastern Europe, where he grew up, and among German Jews, which he experienced when he was studying in the University of Berlin. Where he grew up, the Yom Kippur litany of transgressions was recited, as one would have expected, with sadness and with guilt. He then came to a German Jewish community, and upon attending shul, was surprised by the congregants seemingly joyously giving themselves a bad grade, confessing where they had gone wrong. Rabbi Soloveitchik had his own theory as to why the mood in the midst of confession was so uplifting, linked to the fact that the Jewish people has confidence in God's covenantal love and his forgiveness, and I will discuss this theme further in a forthcoming article in Mosaic. But to this we can add another uplifting point about judging oneself, which is that to know that we are guilty of not doing better is to know that we could have done better, and to know that we could have done better is to affirm that we can do better in the future. Maimonides adds that because one is endowed with the capacity of free will, ra'ui lo la'adam livkot ulekonen al ma she'asa, one should bemoan the way in which one has failed. And then he adds, ho'il uberishutenu umidatenu asinu kol hara'ot. Since it was out of our own free will and capacity that we went wrong, ra'ui lanu lachzor b'tshuva, it is therefore incredibly appropriate that we repent, sherishut ata biyadeno, because we know now that our incredible moral capacity remains. There is only guilt with freedom and responsibility, but with freedom and responsibility comes the ability to change and to progress. That is what is uplifting about standing before God in judgment. We call in this piyut Rosh Hashanah the Yom Din, the Day of Judgment. Jewish students at Princeton used to pun off this phrase because there at least once was, maybe there still is, a day at the conclusion of the semester known as Dean's Day, when all written work was due. And on Princeton Center for Jewish Life, a sign was at least once hung as students were rushing on that day to get their work in, punning off the Hebrew phrase from the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer Unetana Tokef, Hinei Yom Hadin, behold is the day of judgment. Instead, what was written, Hinei Yom Hadin, behold, the day of the Dean, behold Dean's Day, is here. The truth is that there is ultimately one judgment on the day of Din, on the day of judgment, that matters most. We are all too tempted as part of the process of repentance to inflate our grades, to say to ourselves, I'm doing as well as everyone else around me. But God expects us to be honest about ourselves, to focus on our capacities. Admission of failure is nothing to fear if it is the first step to genuine growth. That is why we can sing about the Yom HaDin, the day of judgment, when our examination from the Almighty is about to begin. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.